Om Shanti, slogan for the 18th of April. With true spiritual endeavor, transform the sounds of distress into wah, wah. Truly, this is not a small thing, is it? To have been given the tools needed to literally change all our aspects of distress into aspects of wonder. The insult someone has thrown at me, the disintegration of hope for the people around me, the illnesses, as we know, the many karmic accounts that people are facing, we ourselves are facing, so much distress in our own personal lives, our relationships, and the world. And yet we've been given the tools to move out of that energy and into such a completely different energy called the energy of wonder. A child is wondrous. That's the innocence of the child. And actually right there is an indication of our first effort, or I should say our first endeavor, to move out of distress and into wonder. How much have I adopted this new identity? Just being the child. How much have I taken this new birth? Because with the new birth comes this whole new reality, this completely new framework for reality. In which everything is good. Everything has been good. Everything is good. And everything will be even better and best. So this definitely would be our first endeavor, wouldn't it? To really, really give the time and energy needed to step back from the identity created by all my experiences of being in bodies and remember this ultimate, the original blueprint self. I, the soul, the child of God, in a body like an actor and her costume and the drama she's playing her part in. How much am I willing to accept that this drama that I'm acting a part in is perfect? Because to have any complaints about my drama, someone else's drama, or the world drama that we're all involved in would be to have a complaint against perfection, wouldn't it? And do we really want to place ourselves there? So even in yesterday's Murli, Baba was saying how the Father is wonderful. This knowledge is wonderful. Everything is wonderful. But then he was saying that at least those who have this understanding of wonder should keep their intellects connected to it. But the very next point was that Ravan is not a wonder, nor is his creation a wonder, reminding us that in point of fact, most of us, for the most part, still have an intellect connecting to so much of the things of Ravan, the things that cause distress. So we need this practice, don't we? Of taking up the new identity. Not being just a soul, but being a master soul. Not just being a child, but through the awareness of being a child of God, to take up the partnership, become a helper, an instrument for God, play the hero part. All of which is based, of course, on to what degree I'm truly agreeing that the drama is perfect. And that I love perfection. So, what else can help us stay in the wa? Because, you know, churning alone gives a temporary taste of the wa. But after 2,500 years, the sanskaras of distress pull us again and again. They'll overpower my churning. So churning alone won't move us permanently into that reality of wonder. In my experience, it is that connection with Baba, that experience of his love, which shoots us into wa more than anything. But here too, we really need to appreciate what is that? Because our love for God is going to be different from God's love for us. In an interesting way. Because God's love will not have any kind of emotion connected to it. It's just that raw, pure energy which can blast away the pollution, the contamination, the negativity and the rust that's filled the tubes connecting us to him, him to us. We don't have that kind of energy to share with God. So we can't say our love would be as God's is. At least not in those first few vital foundational steps. we end up with that pure godly love, with some very human feelings, I feel. Very practically, it means the energies of appreciation, the energies of thankfulness or gratitude, knowledge-based, for what God is enabling me to do, to be, and to become. Words like gratitude and thankfulness are not enough, really, but they're a good start. Especially, as I was saying, if they're knowledge-based, then they're not devotional. God is my everything. I thank God for the job I got. I thank God for my new health. Knowledge-based appreciation, gratitude, thanks, it's more like, you know, giving the brain the reality of what's being offered to the self. Feeding the brain this very high frequency truth. The knowledge that I'm receiving, enabling me to become so wise. Gratitude for this knowledge, which is allowing me to really change myself. Appreciation for this knowledge, which is allowing me to connect to me, the original blueprint of me. Knowledge which is enabling me to connect to Him as He truly is. Knowledge, and then just His presence. How through this knowledge I've been able to open the door to really experiencing Him, partnering with Him, combining with Him. This kind of appreciating how I'm changing and who is it thanks to, how I'm improving, how happiness is coming back to me, contentment, self-sovereignty, to really note these things in my life and understand how it's all thanks to Him. This is first steps in loving God. Truly. And in my experience, as we make it a point to love God from a knowledge-based point of view, it's like that frequency opens us up into that even higher frequency, which is to feel His love for me. Because His love is like a shot of extremely high frequency energy, which creates that very elevated experience of connectedness and belonging. We would have always wanted to have that experience with humans, but by the end of the cycle, we wouldn't have ever been able to enjoy that because only He still got it. And opening to it is almost a training at this point. And quite practically speaking, if we can't relate sometimes, because the distress is so great, to the many, many ways I'm benefiting from this study and yoga, then just train the brain to come into the frequency of appreciation and gratitude. Just look around and note 10 things that you can appreciate and be grateful for, even if they're on the most mundane level. 3 times during the day, in the early morning, at night before you go to bed, during the day, look around and just feed the brain thoughts of appreciation. You can appreciate the meal you're eating. You can appreciate the color of the trees outside your window. You can appreciate how easily you got up in the morning. Thoughts like this, carrying the energy of appreciation, are sometimes all the brain needs to remember a next step higher of appreciation, such as appreciating the incredible gifts, the miracle of these gifts entering my life. And ultimately, as I was saying before, even higher, being able to experience that connectedness and belonging to Him and hold that for longer and longer periods of time. So, the wah. There's nothing more wah than being melted by the experience of belonging to Baba, merged in His love. Not just loving Him, but merged, the real wa. And I would just conclude with one last point from this slogan, which is about endeavor. Beautiful word, actually. Not to mention true spiritual endeavor. Endeavor is an old-fashioned English word, actually, which one doesn't use much anymore. As a verb, we would prefer the word effort. Even as a noun, we often use the word effort. But if you look it up in the dictionary, there's a beautiful difference between effort and endeavor. Effort, according to the dictionary, means the work or the energy involved in performing an action. It's the work or energy involved in doing something. It's associated with exertion. And many times Baba has told us that He does not like to see His children laboring. Effort could almost be associated with labor. And yet Baba would say to us, "You're my children, and yet you're laboring?" Spiritual endeavor, or I should say even endeavor, on the other hand, according to the dictionary, is just sincere, determined attempt towards a specific goal. A sincere, determined attempt towards a specific goal. How beautiful. endeavor holds magic. It's to attempt something and accomplish something without labor, without hard effort. It's magic. And everything magical should put us right into the wa. Means to draw on magic, to change my distress, to move out of the energy of distress. There's so much magic when God is present in front of us. To work according to all the power available versus just according to my own capacity. To call on His divine virtues and powers, know that they are my own according to my original blueprint as His child. This is endeavor, true spiritual endeavor. And I'll finish with my favorite definition of determination. As per this definition, that endeavor means to work with a determined thought, to make a determined attempt towards a specific goal. Dadi Gulzar defined determination in a most magical way. It isn't about gritting your teeth, biting down, and working hard. Determination for Dadi is just this: as I was, so I will be again. As I was, so I will be again. So this means just to claim my truth. With all the power of God available to me like it's never been before, to support me in this. This is magic. And this is the wah. Om Shanti.